Hello, Nerdy Legion. I am Dustin, and this is your Comic Talk headlines for March 5th, 2019. Jumping into TV news, there's really only one big thing to talk about on this episode, and that's the death of Luke Perry. Luke Perry, for those of you that may not know, is Archie's dad in Riverdale, was the voice of Sub-Zero in the cartoon from years ago, Defenders of the Realm, and also was in probably most well-known for his role in Beverly Hills 90210 back on Fox in the early 90s. Last Wednesday, Perry suffered a stroke, which had him bedridden and in the hospital since, and passed away just this morning as of recording this. So, thoughts and prayers again for another tragic loss in the entertainment world. Luke Perry actually, shortly before, I guess it was a little while before, finished filming his part in the new Quentin Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which actually deals with Charles Manson. And in related news, though not directly, I guess, the original cast for Beverly Hills 90210 just signed on to do the reboot on Fox that's apparently going to happen next year. All of the original cast, except for Perry, signed on to do this. TV is a short section this week because that is all we have, so let's hit the movies, and we're going to hit the ground running on this. Finn Wolfhard is apparently a transplant from the late 80s. He's in a band that sounds like it came straight from the alt-rock movement of the late 80s, early 90s. He's one of the leads in Stranger Things, which obviously has a lot to do with the 80s. And now he is in talks to be one of the new stars of the Ghostbusters 3 movie. Should that come to fruition, he potentially will be starring alongside Carrie Coon, whom you will likely remember from Fargo and The Leftovers. Next, Deadline is reporting that Warner Brothers just ordered a script for a sequel to the Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt starring movie of Edge of Tomorrow that came out a few years back. Apparently, Cruise and Blunt are both supposed to be returning for the sequel, as well as the original director, Doug Liman. Then we have a bit from comicbookmovie.com. They're talking about Oscar Isaac and how he recently threw in his hat to play none other than Solid Snake in the Metal Gear Solid movie that has been in some stage of production for the last 2 to 3 years. Jordan Voight Roberts, took to Twitter after Oscar Isaac made it known that he wanted to play Solid Snake, and he kind of agrees. He's the one, apparently, that gave Boss Logic that infamous, or the idea, rather, for that infamous picture of Oscar Isaac as Solid Snake, though he did clarify, saying that the project is nowhere near the point of casting just yet. Then we have a piece from Discussing Film about the Sony universe of Marvel characters. Man, that is such a mouthful. We're just going to probably refer to it going forward as the Spider-less universe. There is apparently word that once the Sony Marvel contract is up, the contract that gives Marvel the rights to use Spider-Man in their movies, even though Sony technically owns the rights, once that contract is up, Sony's plans are to re-up the contract because it has been pretty lucrative for them. Though that's not to say we won't be seeing any form of Peter Parker's alter ego in any of the Sony movies. Especially considering that the Kraven the Hunter movie is reportedly based on Kraven's Last Hunt, which features heavily the character of Spider-Man. That being considered, it is entirely possible that Sony will introduce their own version of the Web Slinger. Also, Venom 2 is reportedly supposed to be working in Spider-Man somehow, so they're going to have to get this figured out very, very soon. Wesley Snipes might be making his way back into the MCU, reprising his role as Blade in a new R-rated movie. It seems his teases last year of being in talks with Marvel about two potential Blade productions weren't just trolls from the actor. Though to what extent the character of Blade will be featured in this new movie still remains to be seen, as reports are saying that it's going to be focusing on his daughter. As reports are saying, the focus is going to be a passing of the torch. Next, and our final bit of movie news for this episode, comes from the Fox Marvel acquisition. Feige has apparently been talking behind the scenes about his plans for the X-Men once they join the MCU. And from the sounds of things, the plan is to recast everyone. Well, not exactly everyone, because Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool movies have been lucrative enough for them to make the concession to keep Ryan Reynolds on as Deadpool, though potentially recasting everyone else in those movies, how likely that side of it is very much remains to be seen, though the recasting of all of the X-Men characters kind of makes sense. That does it for this episode, nerds. For more in-depth discussion on all that matters in comics and comic culture, subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or, to go deeper into these topics, more nerdy bits, and all kinds of fun extras, then check out my channel on YouTube, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.